Recorded Books presents Rebel Moon, Part 1, A Child of Fire. The official movie novelization by V. Castro. Narrated by Alyssa Appleton. For mature listeners. 1. Rebellion is not for the impulsive or foolhardy. It is for the truth seekers, the restless, the real third-eye seers who believe the howls of the soul create miracles. Rebels manifest change. Now tell me, are you a rebel? King Heron from Letters to My Children. The universe is an ever-unfurling tongue of a giant, salivating beast seeking prey. Its black and smoky fur cloaks mysteries incomprehensible to the human mind or eye, but not to the king's gaze. Nothing escaped its coveting, cold, watchful glare. It moved quietly in low orbit amongst the dozen moons surrounding its destination. Admiral Atticus Noble walked along the corridors of the Grand Citadel with priests and two of his Cryptean guards. He had an unannounced appointment with King Heron. Noble smirked at the title. Kings on the outer worlds were mere administrators. King Heron stood in front of him with three of his advisors and guards. "What a beautiful and prosperous city," Noble said as he gave King Heron a smile. Heron didn't match this gesture. He knew exactly why the admiral had landed in his dropship in the center of the main square. The realm always made their presence known. "Thank you. I know you didn't come all this way to give me compliments."
"No, I did not, sadly.
It is actually a matter of grave importance. I have the responsibility of finding Devra and Darian Bloodaxe from Shasu. It pained me to know they had been given sanctuary here. Now, I kindly ask you, hand them over. When you do so, I will leave, as if I never set foot here in the first place."
King Heron held his ground. "I cannot. They are my guests. Your business with them is not mine."
Noble walked closer, and his entourage of priests and Cryptean guard followed. Heron didn't allow his fear to show. He had given his word to the Bloodaxes. That was final. Noble looked to the vaulted ceiling of the citadel and the stained glass filtering the sunlight. He clapped his leather-gloved hands together. He chuckled to himself with a thought only he could see and hear. "I will ask you one more time. Hand over the Bloodaxe rebels." Heron didn't have to think about his answer. "Again, I respectfully decline." Noble looked Heron in his eyes. In his cold, dark stare that showed he possessed no soul, the real Noble emerged.
"Very well.
That is your choice?"
"It is."
Noble nodded.
"Until we meet again."
He turned on his heels and walked out of the citadel back to his dropship. King Heron's general leaned into his ear.
"What are your wishes for this turn of events?"
"Tell the Bloodaxes to prepare themselves. They must be ready to flee."
The general gave him a short nod and left. Heron stood alone and wondered if he would ever meet Noble again. He hoped not. The hangar on one of the sides of the King's Gaze opened for a single dropship to emerge and land on the planet below. Atticus Noble stood in silence as he watched the scenes from the city of Toa on a monitor. The flames were the same bright color as the sand. It would burn so ferociously that no amount of its vast jade waters could quell the fires. Cleansing heat. Everything bends to flame. All that history, hundreds of thousands of years of memory becoming ash in a matter of hours. No one would ever see the magnificence of the Stone City as it was originally created. Noble felt nothing for the loss or those who lay dead. Each corpse looked exactly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?